problems with flying places, including things like places like Mars, if you want to go there in a space rocket, or even here on Earth if you're in an aeroplane, is that once you're airborne, wherever you're going, if you get damage to your aircraft or spacecraft, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to repair the structure if something goes wrong. But now scientists at Bristol University, and this is a piece of research led by Dr. Ian Bond, have come up with a material that can automatically put things right. And Ian's with us to talk about it. Hello, Ian. Thank you for joining us. How does this actually work?
Well, we've been developing over a period of years now composite materials that have an ability to self-heal. We have small vessels inside the structure with a liquid inside them, and upon a damage event, these rupture and bleed out the liquid to affect some kind of healing function within the structure.
What are the chemicals you're using to do it?
We've been concentrating primarily on using standard sort of two-part epoxy systems, which are the mainstay of the aerospace industry. But there's obvious improvements that could be made to those because they're pretty much off-the-shelf systems at the moment.
So the way it would work is you would have one chemical in one type of tube, one in another, and where the damage is, the two chemicals are blended together and they react.
That's exactly how it works. So you do need both of them to be present. I guess one of the challenges at the moment is somehow making that reaction or that mixture less sensitive to the particular mix ratios, for instance, so that you can have quite a robust healing process that's not dependent on a certain amount of one or the other being there.
How much of this stuff do you need, and what are the applications for this immediately here on the ground?
Well, we're looking to address the very subtle damage in a structure. So if there's a hole in the structure, for instance, we'd like to think that somebody may notice that beforehand, but it's the dings and bangs and the wear and tear. So it's the small cracks that begin in the structure which are difficult to detect, which we're hoping to address.
So this would be aeroplanes, cars even?
It could be used in cars, yeah. I guess safety-critical structures are probably what we're aiming at primarily. I guess in a car, if it breaks, you can generally pull over to the side of the road, but in an aeroplane, you don't have that option. And certainly in space, you definitely don't have the option.
And how much weight does this add? Because in the aerospace industry, of course, weight is everything. Does this make a plane weigh twice as much and therefore is not going to be useful?
Well, the idea here is, although we may be adding some weight, you can use lighter weight structures because at the present design is such that you allow for damage from day one, so you have to have a heavier weight structure than you otherwise would have to cope with the fact that you're sort of fighting with one hand behind your back, as it were, and you're assuming there's damage there. So if you could somehow build in an ability to recover some of that damage by healing, you could potentially have a lighter weight structure overall.
And with the current missions to Mars on the agenda for the next 30 years or so, and the fact that space rockets get hit by things like micrometeors quite often, could this system work in space?
It could do. We've done some previous work looking at this. There's a lot of challenges. The temperature is an issue, the low vacuum, the extreme high velocity of the impact events from things like micrometeoroid. I guess it's the inner structure you might want to protect where they're perhaps not as exposed to the external environment, but you want to maintain structural integrity on, say, a liner where you have a manned vehicle. So I wouldn't necessarily advocate we'd use this on an external structure that's going to be hit by micrometeorites, but it could be used in some form, perhaps in an inner structure within that.
Ian, thanks very much.
That's okay, thank you very much.
It was Bristol University's Ian Bond who's invented a system so that structures can repair themselves in mid-air, if it comes to it, if they get damaged. Don't you think it's amazing, or a stroke of fate, Phil, that he's called Ian Bond and he works on adhesives and polymers?
Yes.
There is this school of thought that says that some people go into certain careers based on what their names are. I don't know if it's true, but it certainly is in his case.
Laying the facts bare, Ooh! The Naked Scientists.